This is Strange Times.
What on earth are you talking about?
Strange Times.
Oh, lad.
How you doing, mate?
How's it going in?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm having chocolate at the moment. Chocolate is my new crack cocaine.
Well, the problem with smoking chocolate as crack is it melts. It's not quite the same.
Nah, it's not. I'm fucking eating loads of the stuff at the moment. It's not good.
Oh, mate, I've just passed 18 stone. I've been gorging in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, blimey. Right, yeah.
Not good.
Still. It tastes fucking lovely. It's the Dairy Milk Marvellous Creations stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You can tell you're rich because you're eating chocolate. I bought a bar today, 95 grams, not 100 grams, so that you can knock some weight off. £2 in a local Nessa.
All right, what sort of chocolate was that then?
Just standard dairy milk. Needed to get it for a top of a cheesecake. Mrs. made the cake, so.
Oh. Cakes. I like cake.
Yeah. Actually, cake. It wasn't actually cake. It was a sort of chocolatey, coconutty, Victoria spongy type base, and then a load of fucking cream and cherries and jam and Nutella and fucking all sorts.
Bloody hell, that sounds well Tory, mate.
Yeah, man, it's fun. It's a pH.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, that and my alcohol-free Lucky Saint. Hazy IPA. It's quite funny because it looks like the colour of piss, and you know, it's the same when it comes out the other end.
It tastes like it. Easy. I've been sorting through some of the 7 inches to sell them, and they've got two Hazy Fantasy singles.
Oh my god, John Wayne is big leggy.
That's one of them. I can't remember what the other one is.
Which apparently was all about the size of John Wayne's cock.
I could believe it.
Yeah.
Marion Strapping, apparently. Or Strapped.
Do what? What?
I think his real name was Marion. No, that was it. Yeah, Marion. His real name was Marion something.
Blime? Well, John Wayne.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's quite strapped. I've heard that.
Quite strapped. Well, it's a podcast title. Quite strapped. What was I looking for? Oh, there we go. Fucking Jesus. I'm having a white blonde day today. Well, I say today, it's been for as long as I can remember. Ever since I left fucking my evil place of work, that I've just been in a bit of a haze. Oh, look, it's Kat. Well. Hey, here comes Rick.
Hi, dog.
Hey. Enough of that. I'm still eating chocolate, by the way. Oh. And it's really nice. Oh. Apart from that bit that just got an ulcer. Ow. Fucking hell. You all right, Kat?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Things are going well.
Are they now? Are they really?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
No.
No. Oh. Make your fucking mind up, love.
Aye, laddie. Back in my day, we not had any of that shite.
It was illegal. Oh, God.
I'm letting your namby-pamby son sit in now, lad.
Oh, put treadle in, tosser. I have no idea what I'm saying. And to celebrate the birthday of Martin Hannett, one of the greatest audio producers known to mankind, I've taken a shitload of drugs today and I'm eating chocolate. Yeah. He was the man, for those who didn't know, he was the man behind the production for a lot of the stuff on Factory Records.
Oh, so it's his fault.
Yes, it's all Martin Hannett's fault. Didn't he produce the first Buzzcocks single as well, Spiral Scratch? I think he did. I'll have to defer to our resident Mancunian, Mr. Dom Riss, about that.
No, no, Coast Guard. Oh. I was distracted because my phone keeps going on about deep fake detection and I tried it and let me just, I'll do it again because we need to make sure. No face swap wrist detected. Okay. There we go.
Right. Okay. So none of us are deep fakes then.
No, no, just you. You're the only one it looked at.
Oh. Okay. Jolly good. Oh, shit. What did I say we were going to call this podcast before Kat came on? I've forgotten.
Summit Straps.
Proper
Straps or something, I don't know.
Something Straps. Okay.
What the fuck else?
Send you a picture in the chat.
Oh, okay. I've got a new... oh, by the way, hello, dear listener, strangetimeshow.com, and episode 530. It's me, him, and him. I'm playing with my new toy. I've got a new toy. You can't see on the audio podcast.
Is it one of those snail things?
What?
One of those snail things.
Snail things?
I don't know, some sort of wind-up sex toy or something.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant snail trail. That's like a woman with no legs, isn't it? no, it's a watch called Pebble. Now, these were quite revolutionary back in the day, so early 2000s, I think it was, because the watch is...
Well, so were clocks.
Oh, fuck off.
So were clocks.
No, it's got e-ink for the display, so like the battery lasts for really a long time.
Yeah, and I know we all of them.
And they relaunched it. They relaunched it, and I bought it, and it's great, but the screen could do with being a bit brighter. First world problems. So we're almost back to being semi-regular. The second show we've done in as many weeks. It's fucking amazing. Dom, how's your lovely week been?
It's been quiet. I've been off this week, so...
All right.
That's what I need a break. I'm mentally getting fucking battered. Not really done anything. Plan to perhaps do the decking, and then we had like a heat wave from the fucking sun. So yeah. I was barely outside. Went to Cheltenham Saturday with a dog and a wife, and a mooch around.
Mooching's good.
That's about it.
Yeah, sounds
good. Watched loads of CDs, spent far too much money. not a lot else.
Okay. What CDs did you buy?
Oh, all sorts. There's loads and loads of old ones. I bought a stack, and I'll say you laugh, but you're not going to laugh. You'll just be shaking your head and thinking, what a dick. But a stack of Dolly Parton CDs.
Why?
Yeah, you're right.
Katie Melua. A couple more Now CDs to select them.
Fucking hell.
What else? Oh, and a bunch of Taylor Swift.
A lot of the tables in your house uneven and therefore need to have something sort of flat just sort of shoved under one of the legs.
Hang on a minute. Oh, hang on. Where's my sound effect gone? Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I know.
Why Taylor Swift?
I don't know. I've been through a middle-aged thing where I've started liking female singers and...
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty decent. So.
Got any pictures of her milking herself? Oh, we'll edit that out.
I'm sure they exist in the world.
Aren't all her songs about her latest breakup?
Many are.
I'll finish my chocolate soon. Okay, and Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Now, that's a curveball.
I know, because there's a couple of Dolly Parton songs that you like and you've heard and you've read the story about them. But, yeah, it's just, I think it was 10 different Dolly Parton CDs and it's £3. I bought 10 CDs for £3. Even if I had listened to them once.
It's still not worth it.
Yeah, I know, in some people's opinion. I've also got an iPod. I've got an iPod Classic that's got 21 gigs of empty space to stick on. It's already got 31,000 songs on it, so I reckon I could probably get another 20,000 songs.
Now,
you're
talking about your old-school iPods. Do you know what other genius has them? It's our very own Mr. Robert Smith of The Cure, and he's got quite a lot of them, and each... Each iPod has a different playlist on. And, it's a crazy old kooky goth. Isn't that right, kids?
No,
I'm not allowed basking. Just the police said.
Oh dear. Oh yeah, we're seeing the queue in the not too distant future. Get in.
Couple of months, yeah. Yeah, it's getting there.
Yeah, that's going to be really good, actually. Got to sort out the old travel arrangements and stuff, because we've got to meet up with my mate Paul, our Manchester Paul. You know, going to do a little tour of course, the Joy Division Bridge. Check out the old Hacienda building and stuff. And yeah, cool.
How's your weekend?
I was just about to ask you, but it's been 1 week. Oh my God, remember that song? It's been about a week or so since I fucking left Awful Job World. I'm still like walking around like a fart in a trance. So I don't really know what to do, because I'm not used to waking up, not stressed and thinking, oh fuck, I've got to deal with them cunts at Apple.
You've lost your structure, that's what it is. You've got no structure in your life anymore.
But
you don't have drugs and chocolate now.
I have drugs and chocolate and alcohol-free lager. Which, oh God, that chocolate's really repeating on me. I've got plans, but I'm not going to do any sort of like proper stuff for a good few weeks. Going to take the summer off, a bit of a reboot, refresh myself.
Nice to be rich.
What?
Must be lovely to be rich.
Wait, I'm not rich.
I think I'll take 4 months off work and not do fucking anything.
Well, I'm just eating into my kids' inheritance. I mean, it's not.
I got fuck all. My kids are getting fuck all. My kid is getting fuck all. That's the way it should be. I'm sat here on a Sunday night in a faded Frank side bottom t-shirt eating a cherry fucking Bakewell.
Cherry?
And you're taking 5 months off work.
Cherry Bakewell.
Letters written.
Cherry Bakewell's a well fucking lush. Oh, yeah. Good. That's a very good choice of cakeette, that, Dom. Nice one. And yesterday, I took my little boy Tom, who's now fucking taller than me. We went to see the Mandalorian and Grogu Star Wars film. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good actually. I enjoyed it, and we're going to see. Oh, what's that film we're seeing tomorrow? The Backrooms. I don't know if you two know about that. There's like this. We need a proper geek here to explain it, but basically there's some kind of mythology sort of series of weird videos where you kind of go into this alternate sort of world, which is all sort of really dingy yellow rooms.
BBC News.
All right.
On the BBC News app, there's some story, and just I didn't read it because it looked like shit. But it said something about dingy yellow corridors.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, and it's all like really weird and disturbing, and it's like faded, like neon, strip lights, and all sort of like really unsettling scenes, man. So, yeah, you're going to see that with him, daughter Jet, and their boyfriend, Eric. So that'll be good.
What happens when he eats a banana?
Gets a fucking on, doesn't he? hang on. I've got a sound effect about bananas. Oh, God, was it gone? I can't be bothered to find it. Not a great deal to report from my end, really. What about you, Cat? What have you been up to? Is the fucking moat finished around your house?
No, mate. The tree's been cut down, though, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
fascist.
Yeah. I've still got tons of branches and stuff around the edge of the fence, so I've got to get rid of that. What else have I been doing? I watched, what's it called? Alien Paradise on at home with my daughter. She wanted to watch a movie, and I'd seen this thing on Instagram. Where it's done ages ago, where someone's edited together it was Prometheus and Alien Covenant.
All right.
So they edited those two movies together to make one movie, which is more centered around the robot David,
Oh, right. That sounds crazy. Yeah. What's it called again?
Alien Paradise.
Alien Paradise. I might check that out.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a prequel of many prequels, wasn't it, that Prometheus? And nothing ever really came out of it.
Yeah, I quite liked it.
I thought it was pretty good.
Prometheus and Covenant, yeah. Oh, look, here we go. There's a Reddit on Alien Paradise. Right, well, I'll have a good old search for that on Les Interwebs.
Yeah, I can't remember the guy. I think it's Job Millen, I think is his name, and he's got a WordPress site, and he's edited a whole bunch of movies together. So there's one, it's called The Chosen One. I think it may be an edit for the Star Wars prequels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you go to the trailer for Alien Paradise, you'll see in the notes of his WordPress, and you can go there and look at all the list of movies he's edited together. And stream them.
I think I found him. Job Willins.
Willin, that's it, yeah.
Okay. Oh, look. Right. Oh, I'm going to watch that later now. There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's pretty good. There's a couple of things I thought, well, they missed out something small with my daughter. I remember the movies, but my daughter was going, hang on, how did that guy get infected? And I'm like, yeah, well, they missed that bit where they showed him breathing in the spores on the planet.
Ah.
So there's a couple of little tiny things, but yeah. Otherwise, it's pretty good.
Oh, nice one.
What else? Watched the Kicky Ball on the weekend.
Kicky Ball.
Yeah, the European Champions Cup. So, yeah, good to see Arsenal lose.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Up your Arsenal. It's a fucking World Cup thing soon in that third world shithole.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Really? Oh, Christ, yeah. It's June in a couple of hours. Fair.
Every advert now is all about the World Cup in it. Like fucking Persil advert, it'd be a beer advert. Every random advert they can fit the World Cup in, they all do.
Right.
One thing, because I've been watching the Premier League really this year, but my son's been watching it. He's got right into football. And he was pointing out the things, all the shit that Arsenal's got away with this year to actually win the Premier League. Like, they've had no penalties against, they've had no red cards, which is fine if there have been no fouls, but there's been obvious evidence of these fouls, and they're using VAR. No, I didn't see that. There's tons of it. So I don't know if I was one of the other Premier League clubs, I'd be mentioning match fixing.
Right.
So it looks like it is.
Yeah, sorry to use this.
So there's a bit of a buzz on cheating or something then. I don't follow the Kicky Ball at all.
I think it was they played Man City. Arsenal played Man City a couple of weeks ago. That was pretty much going to decide who was going to win. Right. And I think Man City scored a goal, but then it was disallowed through VAR because someone had held the one of the goalkeepers. Okay, that's fair enough. But then someone's pointed out, if you notice, the 2 seconds before that, there are about three fouls against Arsenal. So it should have been a penalty anyway. So why don't they just let the goal stand? But now they've gone, that one there, that gets them off. Well, it seems insane because it's obvious when you look at it and go, hang on, but this is just cheating. What's going on?
Oh, bribery.
And it's in slow motion and in HD. So what the fuck are we doing?
Blimey, power, corruption and lies everywhere.
Yeah, so I look forward to that in the World Cup.
It might be worth watching to see all the fucking idiots do, like the diving and then rolling around someone's sawn their fucking left leg off.
Well, Neymar's back and he's the king of that. And in Bape.
Oh, some of the theatrics, though, because as I said, I really don't follow the sport, but quite a lot of these clips come up on their TikTok when I'm like doom scrolling through the cats and fascists making idiots of themselves. And some of these diving tactics, and it's mental. Like someone will just like casually run past someone else and they'll like just fall to the ground, grabbing their forehead. For fuck's sake, man. Jesus. And they get paid tens of thousands of pounds a week. It's like, what the fucking fuck?
I know.
Bunch of cunts.
It's like, we should have what's his name? The Jürgen Klinsmann Awards. He was one of the good ones.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that name, Jürgen Klinsmann. He was back in today, wasn't he?
He was Tottenham. He was well known for rolling around the ground when someone ran past him. Also well known for having his head spread all over the place by the Australian goalkeeper, Mark Bosnich.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah. Who else? Rivaldo, the Brazilian guy. I remember one clip of him. Someone kicked the ball at him. I think it hit him in the arm or the chest. And he just sort of jumped and then clutched his face and fell on the ground.
For fuck's
sake. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Someone kicked the corner. He was taking the corner one and someone kicked the ball to him and threw the ball towards him.
Yeah.
And he fucking just went down like a sack of shit.
Fuck, yeah.
Do you remember that referee, Paolo Di Canio, threw the ball at the referee when he played for West Ham? And the referee did like a... No, pushed him. He pushed him and he did like, and then fell over and then red carded him.
Blimey.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Di Canio was always in trouble.
He was.
Who was the guy that did a kung fu kick into the spectators?
Kenta.
Eric,
bless you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, he kind of fancies himself as a bit of an actor now, doesn't he? But yeah, I remember that clip. Someone obviously called out or cussed him or said something a bit rude, and he just ran into the crowd doing a flying kick. It's like, oh, nice one, mate. Fucking French.
That's how everybody should deal with Crystal Palace fans, in my opinion.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, they're right to do so.
Right, so. I'm new to kicky ball. What are the three teams I should hate the most?
Leeds.
Dirty Leeds, yeah.
Dirty Leeds. Probably Arsenal.
Arsenal, right.
Yeah, I think Arsenal.
I mean, personally, Liverpool, but that's just me.
I really should be a bit better prepared because I've got something that I use in... Noi Talks Radio about Leeds. I wonder if it will play. Let's see. Oh, wasn't anything working? Oh, God.
Where's this song from? Leeds? Dirty Leeds. Dirty, dirty Leeds.
that delightful voice that you heard there was Ben Baker from Noi Talks Radio. And we've got a thing about Leeds. Because there's a lot of classic goth bands that come from Leeds, but Ben's always going on about Dirty Leeds. So I had him record it. There you go. So
we'll just make sure you put out his address with that comment so all the people in Leeds can go into his house.
Yes, and give him a good old fist thing. Oh, mind you, probably like that. Yeah. All very good.
just libel him, whatever.
Oh, he loves it. He's a top bloke, actually. Fucking good presenter, as it goes.
Can't libel the dead anyway.
That's right. I found, again, I'm holding up to the camera so you can't see, that issue of Record Collector magazine. It's got my band.
15 of them in the fucking background, mate. Not just found one.
What?
I can see 50 in the background. You haven't just found one.
No, those are records over there.
No, on that table. Down. Well, up. In. Right a bit. There. What's that pile there?
What pile? There's the... Oh, those.
That. Yes.
He's piled.
They're fucking comics. That's Micronauts.
Oh, you're such a gay lord.
flattery will get you everywhere. Right. So we got the World Cup. The world's not quite blown up yet. Trump's still a fucking cunt of the highest order.
Have you seen that concert? America's 250 years old. You know, I think my house in Macclesfield was 250 years old. But anyway, America's 250 years old, and they're putting on a concert, and all the musical acts he announced, all but four of them have said, "I'm not fucking playing that."
Oh really? Oh wow!
Apparently, so. He's talking to cancel it and just turn it into a big MAGA rally or something.
Oh, Jesus.
versus Greggy got a big Nuremberg rally. Yeah. Just burn books and stuff.
Yep. Break some windows.
Whenever on the TikTok, there's loads of disgruntled Americans just going on about how much they should get rid of Trump. But I'm just replying to them all now, saying, well, fucking do something about it then. Stop making TikToks and do something about it by any means necessary. Because, well, we've got another 2 years of him, haven't we? Unless he dies.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Jeepers creepers.
Oh, just wait for in the next year, you'll start seeing big campaigns to actually change it so American presidents could go for more than two terms. I guarantee that'll be the next thing.
Yeah. Hopefully, the American public have learned their lesson. Hopefully, we have over fucking Brexit. But yeah, odd times. Still, there's always wanking.
There's always wanking.
Always wanking. Okay, that's a podcast title. There is always wanking. Something about wanking. There we go. I'll do. It's good enough, isn't it?
There's always wanking.
Wanker, 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 wanker.
Find a picture of someone called Wayne King, and that could be the, then it justifies the title.
Oh,
beat the fuckers.
Well, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Always.
Oh, excuse me. No, that's not anything.
If you had a hot dog shop, then you could, and your name was Wayne King, you could call it Wayne King Dogs.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How long have we been doing this? 13 years. It's been a little bit over 13 years now, hasn't it? Was it 2013 we started? Yeah, bloody hell.
13? Four.
No. He's a nonce. He's a small bean regarder. He's a crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Oh, this is the last thing we wanted.
My son, bless him, he played that episode of Brass Eye to his girlfriend. It's like, hey, do you want to read the room a bit about that, mate? But, okay. Never mind.
Well, you're off, Bing. Read the room.
Yeah. He wants to get back into MMA. Blimey. Jesus.
That's a bit fucking mean. I know you're like one of these peace and love fucking, oh, go on, son, you can try anything sort of parents, but Jesus, man.
No, mixed martial arts, you peeing ass.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, you must make sure he's getting his inheritance right there. Where's the fucking money?
Well, I keep spending it on vinyl on the bloody Discogs. Dom. That's a site that you could check out if you really want to lose some money. Discogs.
I'm on it, mate. Haven't purchased on there yet.
Oh, right.
I've just listed two records on Vinted, actually. Two 7-inch reggae singles somehow got.
Oh, right.
I don't want to sell them on Discogs because it scares me, because it sounds like it's very... If you describe something as mint and it's actually just very good, then... you'll get fucking bastardized for it, kind of thing.
It is a little bit like that. And some of the moderators can be quite, let's be polite about this, overzealous.
Yeah. And fascist.
Fascist cunts, yeah. Yeah. I've got some lovely stuff. I've got, you can't really see it, it's our camera shot, one of the original copies of... Live at the Electric Circus, which has got Joy Division on, before they actually called Joy Division when they were Warsaw. Yeah. John Cooper Clarke and Buzzcocks, I think. Yeah.
Very good.
That's so, very cool.
What's he called? Peter Hook and the Light. I've got a new album coming out shortly.
Yeah, I got it.
It's already out.
Hang on a minute. That Music Library, let me tell you. Peter Hook... Peter Hook and the Light. I've got a few of his albums now. They're all live stuff. He's got Joy Divisions, Unknown Pleasures and Close, and Live at Hebden Bridge. Low Life and Brotherhood, Live at Hebden Bridge, Movement and Power, Corruption and Lies. And yeah, he's done a live one in Australia. And I think the new one might be Joy Division, A Celebration.
Yeah, back to your own country.
No, the guy's a legend, man. He just did some marathon thing, didn't he? Or was it a half marathon? I'm sure it's, I saw... Yeah.
Half marathon today, I think, to Manchester half marathon.
What a geezer, eh?
And, 70 or
something? So how do they spell Warsaw on the bin?
W-A-R... Oh, what?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, because my brother was in a band called Warsaw.
I think we've had this chat before, but it's quite some time ago. Yeah, that's right.
But it's spelled S-O-R-E.
Yes, Warsaw. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
This is probably Ian Curtis.
No. Yeah. Oh, God, that fart really smells. Sorry. Really highbrow audio podcast we're doing here.
Yeah, this is why we did this remotely, guys.
Yeah. Oh, actually, yeah, you really do not want to be in the room at the moment. Oh, who's that? Disgusting.
I just watched your pants leave. Your pants have walked out the door.
Oh, pardon me.
What's been happening, good old Blighty? Anything nice?
Do you know what? Right. I've been doing a really good job of ignoring the news. The only news I really see are bits that pop up in TikTok.
Not news.
Oh yeah, not real news at all. Yeah. There's this really good guy who goes by the name Citizen Smith. It's a reference to the old English TV show.
To the people.
Yeah, tooting popular fun. And he does some most excellent gammon right-wing twat baiting. He's really good. He's clever as well, and he's not a stumbling idiot like me. Check him out. He's well funny.
The main thing that's been happening in Britain is we had a heat wave for a week.
Oh, yeah, the heat wave, yeah.
35 degrees, I think it got to.
How many died?
19 so far.
Really? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, I watched on the news report. The 19th person, 40-year-old bloke, been pulled out of a river.
Pulled out of a river? Oh, goodness. Well, that was on the sun then, wasn't it?
I don't know about heat-related. These are all water-related, as in rivers, canals, reservoirs, quarries, places where you should really be fucking swimming.
Right.
Yeah. So you get drunk first and get in the water.
Yeah,
great combination. Well, that's allegedly what happened with old Jeff Buckley, wasn't it? Went swimming in the Mississippi or something in the middle of recording the follow-up to his album Grace. Bloody brilliant album, that. Yeah, because he had a brief relationship with Elizabeth Fraser from Cocteau Twins. And it was at some celebration, and he just jumped into, I think it was the Mississippi. Should check on Google or something. Fully clothed, swam off, and found a few days later. El Dederino, silly cunt. Absolute waste, though, because he was so brilliant. My God, he was talented.
Not swimming, though.
What?
Yeah, not talented at swimming.
Oh,
That's like, normally the Darwin Awards is just some thick fucking window licker, and it's like, okay, no loss. But when it's someone of talent, it is quite annoying. Annoying, I guess, I suppose.
Swimming with clothes on is hard. So fucking, why you do that on purpose? It's got there.
I'm trying to see what river it down. I can't.
Phoenix.
What?
That was the river he died in.
Oh, was it? It wasn't the Mississippi then. I was talking
about River Phoenix.
Oh, I was talking out my arse, was I? Oh,
probably like balls deep or something.
Oh, I just got that. Yeah. I just got that. You evil bastard! Oh, wow.
I stood in the spot where he died.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, not at the same time, obviously. Many, many years later. Can't fucking pin that one on me. No, many, many years later. So that's how they, what was the fact for me?
Goodness. Bunch of rotters.
Nice one.
That's tickled you, isn't it, Kai?
Yeah, it's good.
We always break Kai now and again, don't we? It's funny.
Great. G-R-A-T-E. Heart.
Make it great again.
Great. So I'm just shaking my head thinking about the fucking state of America. Dear, oh dear. It's enough to make you fall off the wagon.
Or crash it through a crowd of people.
Or crash. Hey, speaking of crashing, I can't remember if I told you, my son Tom's taking driving lessons now.
Jesus,
right.
I know. it's funny because he's learning in this old Polo. Is that a VW? Yeah, VW Polo.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you know, it's a big unit. It's taller than me and stuff, but he's actually like, muscly and fit. Watching him fold himself getting into the car is quite funny. Yeah, he's had a couple of lessons. So, of course, he's on he was on
peeking through the sunroof.
Yeah, something like that. He was on to me to get him bloody insured on my motor, the old Ford Cougar ST jobby. And funnily enough, it wasn't that expensive to insure him. Because, insuring learner drivers is quite cheap because they're supposed to be driving with a person with a full license in the passenger seat. But when they pass and get their full license, that's when it jumps up because, of course, then they're on their own. Because I've got them insured on my motor for £200. But I know for a fact that when he passes, that's probably going to jump up to probably over a grand.
If he's on his own. Yeah. Name them yours, man. A lot cheaper, but in his own policy to get no claims.
Well, this is it. We'll have to see what the finance situation is because, it would be good if we could afford to like take the hit for a year or two just so we can get a couple of years of no claims and then fucking sling him out on his hook. Say, right, there you go. Buy your own coal.
So how many cars have you got now and how many are you going to have next year?
I've got one for each foot. I've only got the one car, me Cougar.
Has the lady not got one?
No.
You tight bastard. What, keep her in the kitchen, yeah? Any ideas,
yeah. Barefoot and pregnant, that's how I like them. No, we don't need two cars. I mean, to be honest, I only really use the car now to... beat dad taxi. No, I know what you're thinking. Not like that. Fairing my family about. Actually, that's the point. I must look at RedTube later to see if they've got any new dad taxi videos up there. But I can't pay for my lift. Whoa.
I'm sure
we can find an arrangement. Have either of you two seen the programme? And I'm really, really late to the party here. Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I've seen bits of it.
Fucking hell. It's close. Well, I'd say close to the mark. Sometimes it runs over the mark and fucking stamps on its head. Really, really, really funny. It's well worth watching. But
I would like to watch it. It's too fucking loud. The little gobby one, it just screams all the fucking time. It does my head in. I just can't listen. I can't watch it. Which is a shame. Danny DeVito is brilliant in it. What's he called? McInerney's. I can't remember his name. He's funny in it. And Kate McKinnon, the woman. She's really funny in it. But the little one who's just always fucking going on one. Does my head right.
Oh, yeah. I see what I mean.
It's a shame.
Oh, well.
If you do watch it if your Uncle Don lets you watch it on his little stick. You can find the lost episodes that have been taken out because they did things like blackface and stuff like that.
Oh, my God, really? They did? Jesus. Right.
A few of them.
God, it's a bit like some of the scenes in that TV show, Nathan Barley. I doubt if they'd get a repeat now because it's got the main character satirically calling the corner shop owner, all right, my N-word.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. It was very of its time. I think that's the polite way of describing it.
Love thy neighbour.
Oh, hang on a minute. Wasn't that on Derek and Clive? I love my neighbour. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a bit of it.
No, that's over there's the Jamaican couple living next door to the south.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you mean. Hang on, let's have a look for the theme tune. Or a scene from it. Love Thy Name. Love Thy... Oh, I can't spell.
Yeah.
Love Thy
Name. Everyone was fine getting along apart from the husband. He always had a problem, the white one.
Thank you very much for your service. Long life and happiness to you and yours.
Got you!
Please! What are you doing?
Caught you red-handed with your black cord in the till, you...
Whoa! I'll pause that on there. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, very of its time. Who was that character? A grumpy old man. Alf Garner, yeah. There was a state. What was his name in real life? Jesus, I really should know this.
Warren Mitchell. Mitchell.
Yeah. There was this stand-up show that he did. I think it was half an act, half like autobiographical or something. But he started the show sober with a bottle of whiskey. And then he's drinking it constantly throughout the show. And by the end of the show, he's absolutely fucking shit-faced.
Really?
Yeah, as you would be. God, there are a lot of racist old shows on. Oh, wasn't there that one? Was it a skit or was it a real show? Them Next Door? I can't remember.
Or was it a fantasy drink?
One of the best comedy shows I saw at Melbourne Comedy Festival. I went to... There's a comedian called Justin Hamilton. He's been doing it for, I don't know, probably 25 years at least. And he's good mates with Will Anderson, who does a lot of... He's been touring America. He actually moved to America for a year just so he could restart and practice. No one knew him there. And one night at the comedy festival, I'll go and see Justin Hamilton. It was some friends. It was cheap. And I was sitting there, and then Will Anderson finished his set at the Melbourne Town Hall and thought, I'm going to go and see what my mate Justin's doing. And so he's walked in, and he's been just loading up. He's pissed to the eyeballs. And he starts heckling him from the back of the room.
So
in the end, the show has disappeared, and it's just Will hurling shit at his mate Justin on stage, and Justin's hurling it back. And he said, look, can we just stop this? Why don't you just come up here on stage? Let's do this together. Like, for fuck's sake. See, in the end, he just walks up on stage and they were just talking shit for about 45 minutes and the show that Justin had planned went straight out the window.
Oh, give me that name again. I'm just going to look on YouTube.
Will Anderson.
God, I'm deaf as well as dumb now.
He does a show on TV.
Will Anderson. Oh, God, there's loads. Will Anderson highlights. Okay. I shall watch that later. What, is he in it? No, that's an American footballer. It can't be him.
No, he actually played football in Australia when he was younger, but, he realised he wasn't good enough and stopped and just did comedy.
Oh, fair enough. I'll tell you what, I've been watching quite a lot comedy-wise. I went off him for a while, but I got back into him because there were lots of clips of him dealing with... not Anthony Jeselnik for a change. Jimmy Carr. There's lots of clips of him like really cutting down the hecklers. And my God, he's quick. The sort of comebacks he had. Oh, was it someone was having a go about his comeback or something that said, is it retreating as much as his hairline or something? And Jimmy Carr said, I've got to find the sketch now because I'm too mashed to do it properly. I'll end up doing it all wrong. Jimmy Carr, heckler, come back. Because it's very funny. Right.
It better be now.
Oh, yeah. I'm bloody giving it some now, aren't I?
When's the comedy on? When's the comedy on? Really? What's your name, sir? What's your name? David. What's your favourite colour, David? Blue. Okay. Seems like the fairest way to deal with you, David. There are so many things I could say.
He's got one of those paper folded things where you count and you unfold the paper. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Number between 1 and 8, David. 6. Okay. And you said to me, when's the comedy on? Well, it says, if you want my comeback, you'll have to scrape it off your mum's teeth.
That's the bit I was looking for. Oh, fucking hell. It's a sort of like comebacks so like the likes of me, I have an argument with someone and just say something stupid like, well, you smell because you do. And then like half an hour later, I'll just be walking down the road or doing something different and I'll actually think of something that I should have said. It's like, ah, why didn't I say that?
Yep.
Instead of something stupid like your mum's left tit smells of milk. Stay on. Champagne comedy. Hashtag a comedy podcast.
Yeah. Was a guy. I can't remember his fucking name now. No, I'm drawing a fucking. He's in the Marvel movies. He's the one who's from Mississippi.
He's into Marvel.
Star-Lord. What's his name?
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
There's a blooper with him with comeback stories and whatever that comedy TV show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Actually, I find
Parks
that.
And Rec. Parks and Rec bloopers.
Oh, Parks and Rec, that's it.
Yeah, that's really funny, that one.
Hang on. Here we go.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks, Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky
else? Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
In the video, she gets come on her back, I think.
Brilliant. Oh, dear. Love it.
Loved it.
Oh. We really do need to make the podcast a video because I keep showing things to the camera. Found this the other day. The old Bittersound COVID masks.
You sent me one and I've got one. I think it's in the old work jacket because I was working.
Oh, right. And blimey.
Yeah. And you even put COVID on it, especially for you.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it tasted lovely. It's a cherry bakewell flavour.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Yeah, you got me thinking of cherry bakewell tarts now. I'm going to have to put that in the show notes.
Buy some cherry bakewells.
But now I might just put that as the show notes. Cherry bakewells. Well, cakes. Them and flapjacks. I think I've got to sit at the top of the cake tree.
Flapjacks?
Yeah.
Flapjacks? Isn't that just a pancake?
That's not cake.
It is cake.
It's not. It's like a fucking...
It's a cake.
That's something your fucking mum would give you when you say, can I have a cake? And no, you got cakes at home. Oh, but mum, what a cake. Right, well, get a flapjack, then it's good for you. It's got fibre in it or something.
It's oats, honey, syrup, a bit of extra diabetes in there. Flapjacks are fucking legendary, mate. Don't know what you're talking about.
You're the type who says fucking hobnobs are the best biscuits, aren't you? I can tell by your ears.
Hobnobs are nice, but they're not as nice as
knobs, that's why.
No, bourbon biscuits are the nicest.
Classic. Love them. Yeah.
And custard creams.
Custard creams for the dogs in our house. We get thousands of packets a month and they're treats for the dogs.
Really? Oh. Yeah.
Every night you have several.
Oh, I'll save some for me. I can perform tricks. Oh, hang on a minute.
He's had his ribs removed, remember?
Oh, yeah. He gives it a friend
style, doesn't he? Don't you... you fucking reminded me about the doctor now. You know, after my heroic high-speed karting crash where I fucked up my lumbar vertebrae, it's been getting a bit painful again, so... I went to the old witch doctor, sent me to the MRI place, and, you know, normally they give you an email or just phone up to say, yep, all clear. I just got this text message from the surgery saying, please make an appointment with your doctor to discuss the results. Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it may well be, much to the delight of the rest of the motoring world, that I won't be karting anymore. I'll be fucking gutted if I can't.
I know what you mean. I got because I'm the youngest here by quite a lot, big margin.
Yeah, all right.
I became 50 and received through the door some sort of check your shit for cancer kit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I finally got around to doing it and sending it today. But yeah, I'm fully expecting that to come back with, could you just drop us a quick line while we can have a chat about the results?
Yeah, I've got to do one of those as well.
Yeah. Well, we're at the age where we have to get the old thumb up the arse, and after you've had that, you go see the doctor.
They don't do that here anymore.
No, I've not had that, yeah. I mean, maybe, was it sure it was a doctor? Did he have a white coat on, or was it in the car park?
I don't know, he had his hands on my shoulder as well. No, most recent... yeah, both. Now, the most recent times I've been checked, it's been via blood test. There's only been the one finger incident, but that was quite some time ago. And he never called me back.
The bastard.
It's happened again, Mum. It cut his nails, yeah. Ooh, ouch.
Can I have someone with less fat things than you fucking cunt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be inspected by the fucking Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go to the GP, get my prostate checked, and you see, oh, he's got the largest hands on the planet. No, you know what? I think I'll come back another day.
Yeah. I'd rather get sorted out by Mr. Hands.
Then you say, something innocent like, "Could a child do it?" And then there's all the court case comes along.
Oh, gee, what?
It gets complicated.
Dear, oh dear. You know it does. It really does. Did I mention on the last show the rumours of there being a new Fall album?
Probably, yeah.
Probably, but yeah, no. This is
something stupid you do.
Yeah.
Well, that's not me. I read, and a few people in the know have kind of semi-confirmed that apparently obviously not all ex-members of the Fall, there's about 5,000 of the fuckers, but the latest version of the Fall, obviously without Mark E. Smith, because he's dead, duh. Yeah, they're going to do a new album and release it under the Fall's name, which is like, can you really do that without Mark E. Smith? I mean,
no.
I know he's a cunt and everything, but... Yeah. Oh, he was. Yeah. But I've got his ex-wife's book, Bricks.
A number. Oh.
Yeah. And yeah.
Taste on my tongue.
Not a fan of him. What? It's probably just as well I missed that. What was that? 52 minutes, 41 seconds in. I'll have to listen back to that.
That'd be a little treat for you. Then you'll forget about it.
Oh, God. Is this something I'm going to have to edit? I've not edited a show in ages now. It's been quite nice.
Not at all.
No, that's fine.
Jolly good.
Nobody viable.
Oh, that's all right, then. So what are we all up to next week?
Back at work.
Back at work. Down to mill.
Well... Up to the stairs into my office because I work from home most days.
Wank at.
Wank at.
Did you say you work from home?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That's pretty cool.
So when was the last time you were out in a bus driving?
Oh, I've not driven a bus for 2.5-3 years.
Blimey. Do you miss it?
Lazy bus.
Lazy bastard. I do and I don't. I don't miss the passages. I don't miss actually.
Yeah, they're the worst bit of actually. I did public transport for 10 years.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, passengers are the worst bit.
Yeah, was fun driving a tram.
Yeah, driving a tram is a happy experience when there's no passengers on it. You're just like, yeah. Get the door shut. No, get the one behind.
There's not a lot you can do wrong in a tram, really, because it's on like rails and stuff. So it's just like. Forward to forward. It's like fucking trains, isn't it? You press one button to go forward and one button to go back.
Yeah. Because it's accelerate, brake, and dead man pedal.
Dead man. Oh, right. So if you like have a seizure whilst in the middle of a wank and like you fall off the pedal, it stops. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, right.
For that exact reason.
For what? Exactly, for wanking.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and also, because you're holding it down for so long, when you get off, it feels, and I have a wank, it feels like a dead man's doing it because you can't feel anything.
Jesus Christ. Dear listener, if you want to support us via Patreon.
Seek help.
Yes, do seek help.
I like the way on the Facebook page for Noisebox Radio, the, you know, like he does the AI bit questions underneath, and one of them was, who is David R. Griffiths?
Oh.
I ask myself that question every week.
Does it?
Yeah, it doesn't mind.
Oh, dear.
And what did somebody die of, I think?
No one that I know at the station's died.
Yeah, no, I think it's one of the songs that you're playing.
Oh, you lost me now, blimey. I'm going to have a look. Yeah, those fucking AI bits are after post really wind me up. Ugh.
I'm scrolling. Right, here we are. The Bitter Sound Experience. David J. Griffiths hosted the Sunday Something catch-up link in the comments, and then below it, the AI comments, why did Mark Hollis pass away? Who is David J. Griffiths? Who are the Echo Department? What's the story behind Jar Division? Who are the artists featured?
Oh, right. Now, why am I not seeing that?
It's on both of them. It's on the Bit of Sound Experience one and your own one as well. The same,
wow.
Same, try...
I'm not seeing that at all.
No, I'll do that. I'll screenshot that.
Oh, goodness.
So, it'll be in the chat in 2 seconds.
Oh, look, there it is. Oh, no, that's... Oh, God. No, that's just a blurred photo of your thumb there and me looking particularly gormless. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the first picture was no AI deepfake detected.
That's right.
Even though you dye your hair, you old cunt.
I've not fucking dyed it in months, I'll have you know.
I know, it's looking brown, actually.
Yeah, the thing is, I've literally got a light directly above it, so... at certain angles, you can fucking see Fumier. It's a little bit thinner than it used to be. Thank you, aging. No, not quite as thin as that. Does not look like a baby's ass.
Don't think so. And four.
Oh. Now what's he doing?
You're in the toilet.
No, I was getting a Pepsi out of the car, out of the fridge.
A Pepsi is the choice of a new generation.
Pepsi Max.
I do like Pepsi.
Pepsi Max. Yum.
Yeah, so this week, what am I doing?
Nobody asked that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Yeah. Just more shit around the house, cleaning up the yard, getting rid of some of the all that tree branches from that fucking enormous tree.
Okay.
I got them to leave a piece of the trunk there, so I'm going to hire a good chainsaw and see if I can carve a chair out of it.
Oh, right. Oh, wow, yeah. That'd be quite cool.
So,
hang on a minute. Yeah, you've got a collection of chainsaws, though, haven't you, Dom?
There's probably a bit of gristle and tendon you need to pull out of the chain or something. But it'll be
I don't think they'll get through customs, actually.
Probably not.
Yeah.
How did you get your fence sorted out? I know David asked about the moat, but
I'm going to do that at the end. It's a small dent on top where a piece of the tree fell down on top of it. So yeah, I'll just do that later. I'm not going to rush to do that. My daughter needs furniture for her bedroom, so
oh god,
yeah. Yeah, I know. My wallet's crying already. So we went and looked at some shelves yesterday and a bedside table and something to put a TV on. So, yep.
More money.
Hello, darkness, my friend.
Yeah, jeepers.
Money.
What song's that from?
Money.
I remember.
I've heard that before somewhere. I'm sure I have. Never mind.
The latest one. Oh, the best song was Hollywood Beyond. Was it Hollywood Beyond?
Oh, don't you fucking... Hollywood Beyond.
What's the Colour of Money?
What's the colour? Oh, mate. No, it's a horrible song. Hang on.
It's a great song.
This?
Yeah, boy.
My God, it's awful.
Fucking 80s, man. Turn it up.
It was all awful.
No, not that.
What the fuck? Yeah. What's the Colour of Money? Hollywood Beyond.
Yeah, not that version. Are you playing the right speed there?
What? Look, this. I just fucking clicked on it. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Keep going. Get to the chorus, man. What was a useful tool is taken out control. It takes away your hearts and wraps you up around your soul. What's the colour of money?
That is just...
That you think it's green. That is dreadful.
That is dreadful.
Political. Don't tell me you think money's fucking green, mate. It's red.
Bloody hell. There you go. Politics. Want a bit of it? Have it.
Drenched.
What are
you guys doing? Yeah, drenched. That's why it's red.
Bloody hell.
So, yeah, anything interesting happening this week?
No, cinema tomorrow. More driving lessons for my son. I do have a long list of things I said I was going to do after I finish work. I've fucking IKEA things to build, and that's going to be a great swearathon, isn't it? And fucking instructions in double
Dutch.
Yeah,
I have clients that they order IKEA stuff and they just pay me to put it together for them.
I will pay for you to fly over here, right, and build it for me. No, there are some companies over here that advertise. In fact, on IKEA's websites now, you can actually book someone to deliver it and build it for you.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit of a tight bastard, so I'm going to do it myself.
See, that's the thing. They charge a fucking fortune. So is it like Flatpack Man and cost you like £40 an hour or something like that?
Yeah.
That's like 4 hours. Jesus, wept. So that's
it's fucking crazy. Because once you've done a few of them, you must kind of get used to it. Because they've all got the same kind of joints and that sort of thing. Fucking easy money, eh?
Yeah.
There you go. I can't believe you made me play the Hollywood Beyond song.
Fucking your head.
It is. Mind
blowing. No, I understand why you don't like it. It's because the lead singer's black. I get it, mate. Okay.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry, Kate, you were speaking?
Yeah, as I said, we'll have to wrap up in a minute, so I've got to get ready to go to work.
Oh, right, yeah, no worries. I mean, it's...
I just realised you're next week, aren't you?
Yeah. Living in the future.
I initially thought it was a holiday today, but old Sausage Fingers' birthday holiday is next Monday.
dear.
That's your supping you're saying that about. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not for long.
Yeah, you've already tried. Never worked.
Yeah, no, you'll be dead soon. Dead. That's the same in America. D-E-Y-E-D. Dead.
Dead. Damn.
You folks laugh. That's a good cartoon, actually. Duckman.
Duckman. I don't think I know.
That's a good cartoon.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander is the duck. He's a detective and he's shit.
Oh, no. That's not the one I was thinking of.
Duckman. He lives with his son who's got... two heads and his wife's sister. Doesn't mean
this.
Belong in here making potholders with the wackos. Besides, what gives you the right to judge other people anyway?
The diploma. Judging people is pretty much the main benefit.
That and the license plates with MDR.
They look well trippy, actually.
Yeah, it's a great cartoon.
All right. Jason Alexander. Oh, yeah, there's a video of him discussing it. Okay, well, I've got that and all sorts to watch later when I'm crying into my pillow.
Wanking.
Yeah. No, I can't be arsed. I'm on too much pregabalin at the moment. This is fucking chode.
You're on what?
Pregabalin for my back and nerve. Oh, Jesus. I walked straight into that one, didn't I?
Well, luckily,
you're
some
fucking painkillers. Yeah, pregabalin's well nice, actually. If you accidentally or purposely take double the amount that you're supposed to, you get a right good old buzz.
You still chop up and snort it.
Oh, Christ. I've not snorted anything in fucking years and years and years. And since way before the kids were born, actually. God, I'm old and boring.
So true.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. All right then. Well, if you,
all right, guys.
Yeah, if you got to go to work, I'm going to go collapse into a warm woman. Yeah. Dom, you're going to fist the dog? Or?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've never met your wife. I'm rude for collapsing into her. Yeah, something similar. But northern.
Yeah.
Probably involved with it similar.
Oh, well, it involved gravy then, won't it? Brilliant.
Probably a great gravy was eaten today. We had a nice roast with lamb and chicken.
Yeah. Lamb and chicken in one roast. Oh wow, yeah. That's living, all right. Oh, nice one.
Okay, I'm getting all the hits tonight, aren't we?
We are all the hits, none of the tits, except for these three presenting. All right, well, thank you very much, dear listener. This has been Strange Times. I don't even know if the website's still going, but check out strangetimeshow.com possibly. Actually, is that still going? I can't remember. I think, did I stop paying it? StrangeTimesShow.com. Oh, fuck me, it's still working. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, look, yeah, I've got links over to my Ko-fi site, which no fuckers donated to. We give you this solid gold, dear listener. We ask for nothing. No, actually, that's a lie. We're always asking for money. But, yeah, at least we're fucking...
£33,000 a show. What's a...
Well, yeah, it's a bargain. And at least we don't have fucking adverts on our show. Cunts.
But we are sponsored by Boone, the show from the 80s. And see us out. Hi-ho, Silver.
Hi-ho, Silver. You got me alone. Why do I know that song? Oh, no, that's it. I'm off. Bye.
Strange times. We're living in strange times. Strange times. Go fuck yourselves.